paragraphs 2114 and 5 of the Book of Symbols. Usually, it does not matter what sounds a spoken word or what characters a written word consist of. Stipulatively, any spoken or written word could be made to represent a certain propositional constituent. From a symbolic standpoint, however, the order or type of sounds or characters can have a quality which does play a role by itself. This is well known from poems and other literary works of art. In such a case, we shall speak of verbal symbols. A verbal symbol is a spoken or written word or name with special qualities not needed for the denotation or universal connotation of the propositional word or name it represents. Universal in that the connotation is inherent in the language itself and does not depend on a particular ideology. Symbols don't necessarily belong to one category only. As a matter of fact, it's a challenge to find or create symbols representing a certain notion or ideal in several different ways at the same time. Yet, for the adherent of the DNI, the development of ananormative symbols, such as those which combine different forms of neutral inclusivist symbolism, shall never be an ultimate end in itself, however much he might appreciate the representative significance and beauty of these symbols. What counts for the adherent of the DNI in our struggle against extremism and exclusivism is first of all that the belief in and the practicing of the norms of neutrality and inclusivity, the norms of N and I themselves, will eventually emerge victorious, regardless of the non-honorable name of the originator or any other verbal symbol. Normistic Reflection from the Book of Symbols. Let us think of all those who suffer for their denominational convictions, wherever they are, and of all those who, of whatever kind they may be, are kept in the grips of exclusivity and extremity. Let us not forget that our siblings, persecuted or actively discriminated against, have succeeded in making their presence known and felt for the sake of truth, relevance, and neutrality. May this strengthen the convictions of all of them and renew their commitment to the honor norm. Let us hope that they will have the vigor and courage to eventually cast off the yoke of political oppression and religionism, and that they will win their persecutors or discriminators to a new insight, to a genuine and inclusive siblinghood indeed.